On this episode, you're going to get a real estate marketing masterclass from Luke Acree, the president of Reminder Media. This is a good one.
The Massive Agent Podcast with lead generation tips and strategies to get you more leads and sell more homes.
I love to buy houses. I like to sell houses.
It takes brass balls to sell real estate.
Wait a minute.
The leads are weak. You're weak.
I've had better.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Here's your host, Dustin Brome.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to episode 163 of the Massive Agent Podcast. I am your host, Dustin Brome, in Salt Lake City. Today, like I mentioned in the intro, this is a masterclass on real estate marketing. It's amazing. Luke Acree is joining us. He is the president of Reminder Media. Reminder Media is a super unique company within our space where you can actually get magazines branded to you and send out to all of your clients in your sphere for pretty cheap. It's actually a really cool product. He talks about that at the very end. We'll talk about that in a second as well. But really, really good stuff. Luke knows marketing like the back of his hand. And a lot of the stuff that you've heard on this podcast before from me and from our guests, Luke kind of reiterates it, but in ways that maybe you haven't heard before, with a spin on it or with a perspective that maybe you haven't heard before. And so I think for a lot of you guys that maybe the concepts of what we're trying to teach you maybe haven't clicked yet. Well, I think it's going to click for a lot of you guys after this episode. I'm really excited for you to hear it. So get ready for that. If you are new to the show, welcome. We are a proud founding member of the Industry Syndicate Podcast Network for the real estate and mortgage industry. I am an agent in Salt Lake City, Utah, and I have been for 10 years. I'm the co-founder of the Industry Syndicate Podcast Network, founder of the Massive Agent Daily social media posting app, and then the Massive Agent Society, our Facebook ad lead gen training program. Last week, or maybe it was the week prior, we did $1,000 off the lifetime option, the lifetime package for the Massive Agent Society, and has a pretty good response. And I'm going to do it again. I'm going to do it again right now. So Massive Agent Society is part online course, it's part coaching program, and part Facebook ads database. All right. So you could join monthly if you just want to try it out for a month. You could do it for a year. But our big one-time payment package was $29.99. We're giving you $1,000 off. So for less than $2,000 now, for $19.99, you can get a lifetime membership to the Massive Agent Society. So you get to join our weekly coaching calls and everything like that, access to our database forever, the luxury of one payment, so you don't have a recurring monthly payment, which is kind of nice for budgeting, and $1,000 off. And something special I'm going to do for you guys that join this week, and this will go for 1 week until Thursday, February 11th, okay, you have to use discount code EXTRA because we're doing this one more time. It's EXTRA. Use the discount code EXTRA at MassiveAgentSociety.com to join. And those that do, so every lifetime member gets a 30-minute Facebook page audit with me personally. What I'm going to do for you guys that join this week is extend that to an hour. Okay, so not only will we audit your Facebook page, you and me, one-on-one, but it's also to audit your branding, to strategize with you, to talk through anything that you're trying to implement. Maybe you're trying to come up with a logo or a brand or a new concept, or maybe you're going to start doing videos. Whatever it is, you have me for an hour. Okay, normally it's just 30 minutes limited to a Facebook page audit. But for you guys that join and become lifetime members this week only, you get me for a full hour on Zoom. And we can talk about whatever you want, whatever you need. You've got me on that one-on-one coaching call in addition to everything awesome you get from the society. So do that right now, MassiveAgentSociety.com, and use the discount code EXTRA at checkout, and you'll get the special pricing and the hour coaching call with me. So it's time to get into the interview with Luke Acree. So you guys maybe have seen the American Lifestyle magazine that a lot of agents have their branding on, you know, courtesy or compliments of, and then, you know, your name. It's a legit magazine with like, what, 50, 60, 80 pages, something like that. But it has your branding on it, and you get to, for a super low cost, provide that to your sphere of influence. It's not something that people throw away like a postcard, right? Postcards, door hangers, letters, people throw away pretty quick. If you're me, like, they're in the recycle bin before I even get back to the garage after checking the mail. But a magazine, people don't throw magazines away. They just don't. They'll peruse through them for a little bit. They'll put it on their island or on their nightstand or something. And so that's what you want as a marketer. You want that staying power with your stuff, and you can do that for actually really cheap. So listen to the end. There's a special link. If you guys want to use Reminder Media, they're giving a special 67% off the setup fee discount for Massive Agent listeners only. And then you'll get a free month of the digital marketing platform, which is $100 value as well. So, I'll just give you the link now, but we mentioned it at the end. Make sure you don't turn this off until you've heard it, because Luke Acree is about to give you one of the best in-depth overall real estate marketing masterclasses you've heard, specifically about what you should be posting on social media, what kind of stuff you should be sending to your farm area, how to actually, you know, cultivate deals from a farm area. It encompasses everything. So guys, just consider today about everything. So it's about to blow your socks off. And the special link I mentioned, massiveagentpodcast.com/reminder to get the special deal from Reminder Media. Let's get into the interview with Luke Acree from Reminder Media. All right, guys, I'm here with Luke Acree with Reminder Media. Welcome to the Massive Agent Podcast. How's it going?
Oh, man, it's going awesome, brother. I told you it's a snowstorm. It's a blizzard where I'm at right now, but it's awesome. Can't complain.
That is awesome. Yeah, I was telling you before, like Salt Lake City this year, you know, normally we're known for our snow and ski resorts. Luckily, the mountains are still getting some snow, but the valleys, we got nothing. It's just been, it's garbage because I love winter.
That makes one of us. I can't stand winter. I'm outside of Philadelphia, so okay. About 25 minutes outside of Philadelphia. But man, if I could, you know, live warmer, you know, like Miami area. I wanted to start an office in Miami just so I could be down there for the winter months.
The Florida division of the company.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. You sound like my wife though. She's lived here. Like we've both lived in Salt Lake our entire lives pretty much. And she hates the winter. She hates snow. She hates being cold. So yeah, we might end up getting a condo in Florida or something.
And you might see me down there.
All right. So, you know, 2021's off to a pretty incredible start in a lot of ways. We could take that in a lot of directions. We were kind of talking before we started about Wall Street and just what's happening and the craziness, right? Like stuff that you wouldn't have even fathomed. But what I think is so important for real estate agents to understand is when people are confused and distracted, you have more opportunity to stand out and to make traction in your marketing efforts and to get clients and to be the voice of reason, like the adult in the room, to be like, hey guys, like, here's what's going on. Here's what this means. Here's what it means to you. And so I'm excited to hear what you have to say, because you're a marketer. Like, you see a lot of different things that agents do or don't do and have a good perspective. And you guys do something very specific at Reminder Media. We're going to talk about marketing mistakes that agents make, like the biggest ones from your perspective that they're making. Before we do that real quick, like how did you get to where you are? How long have you been running Reminder Media? Have you been in real estate before? Have you not? Like, you know, give us your bio.
Yeah, great question. I'll try not to bore you. I'll give you the short version. In college, started a company called Nexmark Design, which was a design agency. So did website design, was doing the back end for websites because my degree was in computer science. And that was kind of my first foray into sales, was doing websites for small businesses, stuff like that. My uncle had started Reminder Media about 17 years ago. He was a mentor to me at the time when I was doing Nexmark Design, but was also, now I look back and understand, he was also selling me on saying, hey man, you know, we shouldn't go out this alone. We should join together. He had been heavy in print marketing. And he had reached a point in his entrepreneurial journey where I think a lot of people listening to this can have camaraderie with. There's a lot of valleys in the journey of business. And he had just reached a burnout phase, and it was just, wasn't sure what the next step was going to be for him. And so he convinced me at that point, hey, join forces with him. That was a little over a decade ago. And man, I just tell people God's blessed us. It's been an incredible ride. We had about 40 employees. We have about 280 now. We've worked with about 100,000 real estate agents. I've never been a real estate agent myself, although my brother I convinced 4 years ago to jump into real estate, mainly because I had reached a point, like you said, I'm a marketer and I've been teaching these principles of marketing, like where people are failing, what they need to do to work. And you know this more than anybody. You got to be so evangelistic about your message, right? You've got to believe in it so much in order to convince others to follow along. And I had just reached a point about 4 years ago going, are the things that I'm teaching, are they still practical? Especially because we're heavy in print and everybody's telling me print's dead, the industry's shifting, all this stuff. So 4 years ago, convinced my brother to get in. I said, hey man, I'm not going to support you. He was unhappy in his life and showed interest in real estate. I said, not going to support you, but I'm going to teach you and do exactly what we coach. And his first year in the business, he did 35 transactions. His second year, he did 78. His third year, he did 100. Last year was his fourth year, basically, in the business. He did just under 200 transactions, did 195 transactions. So that gave me kind of my boots on the ground going, okay, I believe in this more than I ever have in the principles that, you know, we espouse and preach here. But that's a little bit of my journey. Been doing Reminder Media for a little over a decade now.
That's incredible. Thank you for sharing that, because those are some serious sales. And, you know, I think it's fair to say he's not coming back. You know,
yeah, yeah. He's well, gone. Now he won't even take my coaching now, man. Now he's right. Trying to coach me. I'm like, hey, what happened here?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, he's got the result. It's pretty impressive. So what are some of the things that you taught him? Like, let's just jump into it. Like, what are some of those concepts that you taught him or that you guys, you know, that you've learned that helped him do that?
Yeah, so I'll break down for you the three principles that I feel you have to have in your marketing. I think you mentioned, hey, why don't agents fail? You know, over the past decade of doing this and working with tens of thousands of agents, I think the biggest reason why agents fail is the most simplistic, is they basically don't execute. How many agents listening to this right now, right? How many have people have paid for a system that they never use? You know, one of the biggest pain points in Reminder Media's history of trying to work with agents, we would sell them to use our American Lifestyle magazine. And we, out of 100 agents we would sell, 69 of them would actually mail. The other would literally pay us and never get their list in, never get their photos, and never actually execute. And so that was a big, big pain point in my early days trying to solve for agents. I mean, it's kind of simplistic, but you know, I have to share it with everybody. It's like you sign up for systems and you don't use them. And the reason why you don't use them is one is unorganized, right? We can all feel that pain. But then the second is the systems are too complicated. And so what I set out to do years and years ago is go, hey, how do we be the easy button for real estate agents where they can focus on what they do best, which is the sales aspect. We can focus on what we do best. My passion 80 hours a week is marketing, right? And so their passion is helping people find their, you know, dream home, helping them sell their home. So that's really kind of, I think, the big reason agents fail. The principles I would give you, kind of the three principles of what helped my brother succeed. I put it into an acronym because acronyms are corny, but they're easy to remember. And it's something I've really been pressing hard on people these days. It's the acronym of FIT. So F-I-T. And what I've been telling people is you got to get your marketing fit, right? Because your marketing's out of shape. Your marketing's failing. It's not getting you the results you want. You got to get it fit. So what does FIT stand for? You need frequency, you need impact, and you need trust. And when those three things come together, and there's a bunch of different mediums that you can accomplish this in, but once those three things come together, that's when people know, like, and trust you, and ultimately remember you. And I can break down for you each of those pieces of frequency, impact, and trust, because there's a lot there, but that's really, really the principles you need in your marketing.
Let's definitely break those down. What I love about where this is about to go is I get asked all the time for tactics, like, you know, how do you do this one thing with Instagram Reels or, you know, but if the message is wrong, if the message sucks, if the content sucks, if the topic of the content, people don't give a shit about, it's not going to do well. You know, it's going to bomb. It doesn't matter if you got all your hashtags dialed in or if you had, you know, like everything was perfect if the topic sucks. So I love where this is about to go. So let's do it. Let's go there.
All right, so I'll give you, I'll break it down for you and we can go in and I can give you some maybe tactics along the way. But first for the F is frequency, right? And I mentioned most people fail because they don't execute. Well, frequency is not, the reason why I chose the word frequency is it's not just about how frequent you're in front of somebody. even though that is a key component. Most people don't realize there's that old law in marketing and sales called the law of seven. You've got to get your message in front of people at least seven times for them to even remember. So there's that law of seven, but it's about frequency to get in front of people, but it's also frequency that the way you communicate with them. So you know how radio stations have different frequency levels? You need to understand the frequency level that your client actually wants to communicate with you on. You might prefer a Facebook message or a text message, right? I might prefer a face-to-face cup of coffee. Do you know that about your clients? The deeper you can understand, and maybe the exercise people could do is, who is your ideal client? Do you even know the ideal client that you're trying to attract? If you want your marketing to be effective, you've got to know the avatar, man. You've got to know, who am I actually trying to attract and where are they? Like, where do they spend their time? How do they like to communicate, and try to communicate on that frequency level? Frequency about being in front of people is all about familiarity. So there's this rule in psychology that the more frequent you are with somebody, the more familiar they become with you. The more familiar somebody becomes with you, the more comfortable they become with you. So everybody who's never heard of Luke Acree on this podcast, right? This is the first time they're hearing me just, you know, talk. Their comfort level and trust level in my speaking is probably low. Not because I've done anything or they've done anything. It's just natural. They've never heard of me before. They don't know who I am. And so the more I'm in front of them, the more familiar they'll become, the more comfortable they become. And ultimately, we're all trying to get into that know, like, and trust. So you got to be frequent. Think of the law of seven, at least seven times. I tell people, think of your significant other. If you dated your wife once a quarter, would you have a great relationship with your wife? So why do we think if we contact our past clients once a quarter that they're going to have a great relationship with us? They're not, right? I'm not saying you have to be just like your wife or something, but the reality is you got to be in front of them all the time with a medium of communication that they like. The I, and feel free to cut me off anytime because I know I'm talking pretty fast.
Keep rolling. No, keep rolling.
The I stands for impact. So the biggest mistake I see marketers make is they have a company, the company gets into business, they hang their shingle, as you say, and this is how they market. Look at me, I'm here. Here's my accolades. Here's my services. Here's what I can do for you. It's all me, 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 me. And then we wonder why we send postcards out and people glance at it and they toss them. Why we send emails and the open rates are so low. And the reality is, it's kind of like lottery marketing. Because your marketing is all about you and it's all about your services, what you offer, your accolades, your knowledge. In the end, people glance at it, and if it doesn't hit them at the exact right time where they're in the buying mode for whatever on that postcard, whatever on that email, they toss it. So what I always challenge people is I go, most people think of their marketing by segmenting based upon what they want. These are my hottest clients. These are my subpar clients. What if you just flip the script a little bit and thought about it through the lens of, let me segment my clients based upon what they're into, what they like? Because it just gives you a different method of communication now that you can actually touch them with. And here's the key to marketing. It's a little bit of a pet peeve of mine. The key to marketing is relevancy. The more relevant I can be to the consumer, the more they'll pay attention. So if I buy a car today and I see a car commercial tomorrow, there's no relevancy. I've already fulfilled that pain point. I have no need for it. I tune out. And so what you have to ask yourself is, how do I become relevant with the needs of my clients? And the hack I always give people, especially in real estate, this is a great exercise tactically to do. Go to your CRM or your Excel doc, however you keep your client list, and go down and ask yourself, do I know the Ford method on each of these people in my database? Especially your advocates. So what does Ford stand for? It stands for family, occupation, recreation, and dreams. And if you know, hey, Dustin, what's his family? If you know, hey, what does he do for work? Hey, what are his hobbies? What is he into? The fact that I know you're doing 75 hard or that you just did 75 hard, right? There's a method of communication I can now have with you. And then what are your dreams? You as a real estate agent pay such a critical component into someone's dreams because their house is really where they spend their life, right? Their home. And not only it's one of their biggest purchases, if not their biggest purchase of their life. And so if you know those four pillars on somebody, you can communicate with them well. And when you can communicate on a relationship level, that's what creates the impact. So if I was in the gym this morning, which I didn't go, shame on me, and you're one of my core advocates, Dustin, right? And I know you did 75 hard. I could literally pull out my phone, do a quick video that says, hey, Dustin, hey, man, thinking about you this morning. Hope 75 hard's going really well. I'm in the gym right now, you know, getting my ass handed to me, basically. Put that in a text, shoot it to you. That's going to make so much more impact than just the simple postcard hitting your mailbox because it's personal. And what people don't understand is when they look at the data of their deals, the stats show this. The National Association of Realtors puts out a report every year. Almost 60%+ of all business done in real estate is done through relationships. It's literally done by those video text messages, those phone calls, those face-to-faces. They're done from your sphere where you've built those friendships. That only comes from impact. Another tactical hack I'll give you on the Ford method that I've used. Facebook will allow you to do basically friends list. I don't know if you're familiar with this or not.
Yeah.
You can basically get friends list on Facebook. And what that will allow you to do is you can create these lists of friends and you can put these lists of friends in. Maybe it's your past clients that you friended on Facebook. Maybe it's your prospects that you friended because you've gotten them from Facebook ads or whatever, right? And you have these lists. Then you can go and look at that list and see what they're posting. And then you can engage with them based upon what's going on in their life. Because people will post about their vacations. They'll post about the new puppy they get. And it gives you a human way to connect. And this proves out in content. Right? So content, if you're posting on Instagram, if you're posting on Facebook, I posted a motivational quote, I don't know, like 2 days ago. I'm going to pull up my Instagram right now just to tell you the power of like personalization versus just random business content. So I post a post called Crush Your Morning Routine. Was this inspirational message. I only got 246 likes on that post, and that was 3 days ago. I posted last night a picture of my wife and I with our little baby girl. And I posted that and says, oh, I'm teaching my little baby girl, Evelyn Ray, who we just had, how to play the keys. That post in 20 hours has 606 likes. Why? Because it's personal, right? It's people want to get to know Luke personally. That's what's going to move me closer with them in that know, like, and trust category. So that's the impact side. And then I'll wrap it up with the trust because I know I'm throwing a lot down here. But the trust is probably the best and the biggest component when it comes to getting business. If you're frequently in front of Dustin and I create impact with you by connecting personally over the Ford methodology, well, in the end, we become best friends. It doesn't mean you're actually going to use me as a real estate agent. And I didn't get into real estate just to have a bunch of best friends, right? I got into real estate to do business. So I've got to position myself as the business of trust, hence the T. So you've got to see me as the subject matter expert in my industry. I need to present myself in a way through my marketing that consciously and subconsciously puts me as the subject matter expert of real estate in the Philadelphia market, if that's my market. How do I do that? There's three easy ways I think you can build trust. One is showcase your accolades. So, you know, if
humble brags.
Yeah, humble brags. Exactly. It's a perfect way to say it.
Yeah.
Meaning if I introduce myself as Luke Acree, a marketer, people are like, okay, that's great. If I say, hey, I'm Luke Acree, a marketer, I've been at this for over a decade. Well, that adds a little bit of credibility because you don't last a decade, but it's still not a ton. If I say, hey, I'm Luke Acree, a marketer, you know, been at this for 10 years. I've worked with 100,000 real estate agents. Adds even more credibility in an accolade. I could go on. Hey, I've been on the Inc. 5000, my company, 4 years in a row. I can add little accolades that do these humble brags, as you say, to build rapport, build trust in people's minds of, yeah, Luke knows what he's talking about. The problem with accolades is that bragging, you have to walk that fine line. And people, they care what you have to say, but they ultimately doubt what you have to say because you could make it up. And so they care more what your clients have to say about you. So the second way you could tangibly build trust in your marketing is showcase your client testimonials. Showcase if you do case studies. Showcase a client story, how a client came to you with this problem, right? They weren't able to buy their home because of a credit problem and you got them hooked up with a credit repair specialist. They ended up fixing their credit. In the end, you ended up helping them get a down payment on a home, realizing they didn't need 20%, they only needed 3%. Like you showcase that story for people of what that client's experience was, what that client says about you. That speaks even louder in trust than your accolades. And the third, which is the hardest for people to do because it's not short-term, it's long-term, it's do what you're doing right now. It's put out educational content. When you put out educational content consistently in your subject matter, people will naturally start associating you as an expert in that subject. So if I put out a podcast myself, Stay Paid, right? And it's a marketing, it's a sales podcast. When we were first launched, it was only like my mom and a couple of friends listening to it. But we're 200 and something episodes in now. And I have clients and prospects that listen to that podcast all the time. And in the short term, it generates me no money, right? It just takes a lot of my time. I pay a lot of money now for the video editing, all this stuff. But in the long term, it's reaping a ton of dividends for me because it's positioned me as a credible authority on marketing within my space. And so think about you. An easy way to do this from a hack standpoint is think about your FAQs. What are the most frequently asked questions that you're asked all the time as a real estate agent? You need to document those. Pull out your phone, document it from video, pull out your email, document it in email. All of a sudden, you have a whole library of content just generated from your FAQs to build trust.
Well, that was pretty much like a real estate marketing masterclass. And
sorry, I went on for a while there.
Yes. Please apologize for giving an awesome masterclass. Yeah. No, what I love about it is so many of those principles, like I've been screaming from a rooftop, just worded differently, but the concepts are the same. You know, there's something that happens to a real estate agent when we get our license, like our DNA changes and we're like, I must post about real estate all the time. And like we shut off our brains where we don't even consider the other side, like who's actually seeing it and do they even give a shit? Is it going to get their attention? Is it going to build trust? Is it going to build credibility? No, most of the time it's not, because they're tuning it out or unfollowing you or, you know, scrolling fast past you whenever they see your shit. But if you do the stuff like you're talking about that, you know, show a personal side, so a personal connection can be made, so that you're actually likable, so that, you know, they have a reason to keep following you once they've already bought a house or they don't plan to for 7 years, you know, like.
Oh, I saw a crazy example of this, man, on Instagram. I got friended by a real estate agent, and this lady, basically I looked at her feed and her real estate feed was just listings, right? It was just houses, right, that she was trying to sell. And it was, what was so funny is her most recent post though was a picture of her. Just a snap of her. It was kind of like a selfie. And it had the most likes, like hundreds of likes. Every other picture of the listings had no likes. I scroll down way back in her feed. I find another picture of her and it actually has likes and engagement. And I'm like, man, if you just look at your data, it's screaming to you. It's not that you never should post your listings. You 100% should post your listings, show you're active, show what you're passionate about. But also bring in your own personality, bring in your own self. Don't be afraid to document, right? Versus create, as Gary Vee would say. And that's what will get people to engage with you. And in the short term, Instagram does not generate business for you. It doesn't. It takes a long term of building the relationship and the brand over Instagram for it to really generate business for you.
Yeah. You mentioned the law of seven. Where, you know, if somebody just sees an ad or a post or something from you or a billboard, whatever it is, a postcard, they see it one time that they don't remember you, you know, 2 seconds later, but then they see you a second time. Oh, there's some familiarity there. Oh, okay. Third time, fourth time. And then pretty soon you are now familiar and not a stranger. And if you're familiar, like you said earlier too, your job's not done. You've built credibility. They remember you. They probably think, okay, you're good at what you do. But then you have to show up when their timing is right, so they remember you at that time. I'm always talking about social media posting. Like at the foundation of having a successful real estate career and building a brand is you need to show up as often as possible in as many places as possible.
Yep.
With stuff that's interesting, that allows people to make a personal connection with you, that builds your credibility, but is also entertaining and fun. And so that can be done in so many different ways, of course. What are some of the ways that you're seeing agents really have success with accomplishing that, with you know, to the end of you know, you want to be seen everywhere, but you know, what's the right stuff that should be seen?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. I think from a content perspective, so let's take postcards because I beat them up, right? But I think postcards is an effective strategy. Our company offers postcards from a farming perspective.
Absolutely.
So how do you do postcards well? And this type of content can apply across the medium, whether it's postcards, social. I call it the three E's of content. Your content, if you're sending out a 12 by 12 campaign, meaning one postcard a month for 12 months, your return should be around 2%. For every 50 homes that you farm, you should be getting about one transaction, right? That's what we've seen. That's what I think if you read The Millionaire Real Estate Agent, that's what they saw. I think you have to add some proactive stuff in there that I could talk about. But the three E's of content is education, entertainment, and endearment. And what I always talk to people about is I say, look, when you're doing educational content, right, that can be a myriad of different things. But for you, it's very obvious. Educate people on things that are tied to you. So what are the top renovations someone can do in their home to get better equity in their home? And educate them on that. What would it mean to refinance with the interest rates that they are right now? It's still tied to you, even though it's not directly about using you as a real estate agent. It still ties you. It's value-driven. It's educational. But don't just do educational. Then you do entertaining. So what's entertaining look like? Real estate agents that I've seen do this really, really well is they pepper in two types of entertainment. They pepper in a lifestyle entertainment. So that's like recipes. You wouldn't believe, we send out 10 million plus magazines a year. Our most popular piece of content by far with consumers is the recipes. The amount of tests, everybody loves to eat, I guess. It's just like the amount of testimonials that come in from people raving about these recipes, their clients calling them, but recipes would be a lifestyle-based one. But then entertainment that also ties you to the community. So think about the community you're farming. What's happening in that community? What local events are going on? Where's the farmer's market in that community? What are the special sightseeing places that maybe no one else knows about? What's going on in Main Street, right? Things that could be entertaining that tie you to that community. That's where I've seen real estate agents do it really well. They pepper in lifestyle entertainment plus personal kind of community entertainment. And then the endearment, I think, is a huge opportunity that people miss out on. So what do I mean by endearment? How do you endear yourself to that client and that community? One of the most simplistic ways is find a local charity. So Steve, my partner, and I here at Reminder Media, we support Philabundance. It's a food bank in Philadelphia. Find your local food bank and support them. Man, if you're farming a geographic farm as a real estate agent, imagine, this is what I coached my agents to do over Thanksgiving. Do a food drive for that local food bank. Do your mailer all about raising awareness and doing a food drive for that food bank. And then it's beautiful because you get a bunch of different great things from that. One is you get the halo effect. The halo effect in psychology is when I associate myself with something good, people naturally associate that back on me. So I get that association effect. Now, don't support charity just for the halo effect, but you get my point. They're naturally going to see you in a better light. The second is, you now have a perfect opportunity to go do a face-to-face with that client. Because guess what? After I said, hey, I'm raising awareness for the local food bank, I'm doing a food drive, I can also say, I'd love to stop by your house and pick up any of the food cans that you want to donate. And now I get a face-to-face with everybody in that farm and I don't have to go door knock. And I don't have to make it awkward, right? So it gives me a face-to-face in the community, which is going to translate ultimately to business. And then when you look at your endearment, it doesn't just have to be the charity. It could be, hey, the schools, what's going on in the local schools? If is your place of worship in that farm area that you're going after? How do you get involved from that perspective? When you endear yourself, you entertain and you educate from a content perspective, people see your content as valuable, not as spam. They don't see it as just like an oil change promo that's coming through the mail or a furniture coupon, right? That's coming through the mail. They actually see it as value.
Yeah, the relevancy to them is through the roof. Like I forget who it was, but I would get these postcards that were just generic, like, you know, sell your house. Like, okay, cool. And then it's sell your house in West Jordan, which is the city I live. Okay, a little bit more relevant. Sell your house in the subdivision. Like, oh, that's interesting. And then I saw somebody that's like, sell your house on the name of street. And it got my attention. And I was like, why did this get my attention? because it's highly freaking relevant.
Love it.
Right. Yep. Highly, highly relevant. And, you know, can you scale that with mailers? Maybe, you know, depends on how long the streets are, but, it works so much better. It works so much better. So, and one last thought on, you know, if you have a farm area, you said this, you know, I'll just say it a different way. Be active in that community, you know, go to the restaurants that are there, like go to the parks, take videos of you and your family at the parks, like, you know, be there and let people see you be there, and not in some like, you know, staged way, but just that, you know, it's real, like just document what you're doing. And then you are an active part of the community. Then people will feel that if they know that you live 20 miles away, but you're farming their area, that like people aren't stupid. Now, let me correct that. People are extremely stupid, but in this way, they are not stupid. They're like, this guy doesn't even live in our neighborhood. And he's trying to like be the neighborhood expert, right? Like that doesn't work so well. So, what are some of the bigger mistakes that you're seeing agents making in their marketing right now? Now let's keep this to less than 3 hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because there are many, many, many of them, but what are some of the most glaring mistakes?
I'll tell you one that's blowing my mind right now on social. Cause I'm getting followed now. I hope this doesn't hinder people from following me after this podcast, but I'm getting followed by agents and I go back to follow them cause I want to engage, right? That's what social's about is you got to engage, and they don't have a public profile on their Instagram. And I'm like, how do you not have a public profile for your Instagram? It's mind boggling to me because yeah. Are you not using one? Is if you're not using it for business, you got to have a profile for business. You could have two if you want to. I wouldn't recommend that because I think your personal should also be shown on Instagram, but that's a whole nother story. But that's a big pet peeve of mine right now. It's like, geez, people, like, I want to follow back. Second is, I just said it, but if you're using social, engage. So like I struggled so much with this, with social. It did not come natural to me. I'm posting, I'm getting no followers, no likes, no nothing, right? And it's not until I have started really engage. Every time on Instagram, I make this rule to myself. You must at least engage with 5 people. That means go down, heart, comment on their stuff. Because if you want people to engage with you, you have to engage with their stuff. And people aren't engaging. And then they wonder why their pages don't get any engagement, or they wonder why there's no conversation. Your follower count doesn't matter. That's a hard thing for me to swallow, especially someone in my type position with like a marketer. It's always made me feel bad with follower counts and stuff like that, but it truly doesn't. I'm learning that more and more. What truly matters is, do you have an engaged audience? And if you want an engaged audience, you first have to give to receive, which means you have to engage. So those are some of the things on social that I'm seeing is a problem for agents. On print, and where I think the biggest issue from a print standpoint with people is they treat print as passive marketing instead of proactive marketing. And so I could go into content, their designs are bad, right? It's all about them, but we talked about that a little bit. I think the biggest issue is if you're farming, or let's take our magazine. If you're going after your core clients, because we already talked about farming, you're going after your sphere. I ask people, like I had someone comment this morning, a guy named Jay DeMarcus commented on my Facebook ad and said, tried it, didn't get anything from the magazine. And I said, he goes, I didn't get one phone call, is what he said. And I said, oh man, I'm really sorry to hear that. Did you reach out and use your magazine as the reason to call? Now I'm still waiting to hear back from Jay, and I'm not sure if he's going to respond to me on Facebook. But that's the question I ask all my clients, because I said, do you want to know what my top producers do? My top producers don't send out a piece and just go, well, waiting for the listings to rain in. I can't wait. No marketing does that. If someone would have figured that out, man, that person's on a beach and we'd all be using it. Marketing is just a tool. And the tool should give you opportunities. It should give you triggers to be able to turn it into business. And so what I tell my clients all the time, man, if you're sending 50 magazines to your top 50 clients, when that magazine hits mailboxes, pick up your phone and go, hey, Dustin, was thinking about you today, man. You popped into my mind because I just got my latest issue of American Lifestyle. Made me think of you, man. I want to check in, see if you got it, if you liked it. There's a great blueberry pancake recipe on page 7, brother. You got to try it out. Megan and I tried it. that allows me to have a conversation. And in that conversation, what I teach agents is you get to find out the two most critical things in your business. One is, does Dustin have a great relationship with you and does he need you right now? Is he looking to buy, sell, or invest? Is there anything you can do to help Dustin? That's your repeat business. You secure that by just having a conversation. And then second, you get to easily turn the convo and say, hey, Dustin, man, love being your real estate agent. You know, love the fact that I can help you out. Hey, man, I have a lofty goal for my business this year. I'm trying to help 50 families find their dream home. And as I think about the clients that I would love to work with, I mean, not to make you laugh, man, but if I had a bunch of Dustins, if I had 50 Dustins I could work with, you know, it'd be amazing. I was wondering if you knew anybody that I could introduce myself to. Maybe they're not looking to buy or sell right today, but I'm trying to be of value to everybody in my sphere. I'd love to send them this magazine just to introduce myself. Here's the reality. The National Association of Realtors says the average person knows 3 to 5 people a year who need a real estate agent. If you send a magazine to 50 people, there's 250 opportunities in that bubble for you to capture. You're not going to get all 250. Could you get 10%? If you close 25 deals, you're in the top 3% of agents nationwide. So it's just like the what kills me is they think passive marketing is going to rein in the listings, but it's not passive. It's marketing mixed with proactivity, like proactive marketing, proactive outreach is what reigns in the deals.
You're stacking the impressions is what you're doing at the perfect time in the example you gave. You know, look, I know what it's like. Like I remember six or 7 years ago, I was really struggling in my career, like trying to figure out how do I get clients. And I watched some webinar from like Listing Funnels or something where they, you know, you can have your face on a book, right? And they write the book, you can change some stuff, but you put your face and name on it and you send it out to FSBOs and all this stuff. But first I tried their letters, which are supposed to be magic letters, you know, that just bring in clients. But that was my mentality is, all right, letters are out. You're just waiting for the phone to ring. But the problem was I didn't know any of those freaking people. They were just a mailing list, right? Yeah. So I had the green envelopes. I hand wrote them. I had a personalized return thing so that it didn't look like bulk at all. And still 1% response. Like, you know, okay. But when you do that in combination with some of those other things, and if I did know those people and I could send them a text or send them a message or whatever, right when I knew that they were getting it, boom, your relevance is through the freaking roof. Yep. So.
Well, I would tell people there's two types of marketing and tactics you should be doing at the same time always in your business. One is you're spending your check equity and your sweat equity to build your brand. And that's stuff that you're doing that's not instant gratification. You don't know what it's going to result in, but you know if you do this consistently, you're going to get results, right? You go to the gym, you know you're not going to get a great body right away, but if you stay at it, you're eventually going to build that muscle through repetition. That's your branding. That's posting on Facebook, even though you're not getting any likes. Right? That's, you know, making sure you do 5 stories a day on your Instagram stories, even though maybe no one's watching yet. You're doing these things because over time, the consistency will pay off, the repetition will pay off, the muscle will build. But that doesn't pay the bills, right? So you need to do that at the same time you're doing the direct response tactic. So if you're a new agent listening to this and you're wondering, man, I need deals today, well, go where the deals are. Go to your FSBOs. They're actively trying to sell. Go to your expireds. They try to sell and they failed. Go to your open houses. There's buyers walking in. Go work your sweat equity. And if that all fails and you don't have that, go start circle prospecting and go, hey, man, can I help you? And start doing your sweat equity to look for the people who are active. And if you can afford, spend money on your bottom of funnel type stuff with Zillow and Realtor.com, middle of funnel, bottom of funnel stuff there. But those two type of tactics should be running simultaneously all the time. Like we spend massive amounts of money, Reminder Media, on stuff that I have not positive, which is shameful for me to say, I'm not positive the payoff, right? So I'll run, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of branding type ads on Facebook and we'll do mailers and these type of things. And I'm not positive exactly of the payoff long term, but I can watch my cost of acquisition. Right. And I can watch my cost of acquisition and I can measure it based upon that and my sales coming in. And so I have that constantly going. But then I have 120 people on the phones all day long calling 200 people a day, trying to tell them about our program and how we can help them in this moment. I think I lost you there.
Sorry, I was muted. Zoom life.
Yep.
I think one of the biggest problems is agents don't think, they don't think through what's happening. You know, they just, they're like, post. And they feel like they've checked the box, but they're not thinking through, you know, everything you just described. And that's, but those that have a lot of traction, those that grow a brand and have people reach out and, you know, sell more homes every single year, they're the ones that are consciously thinking things through and, you know, what is the consumer experiencing? What would get their attention? All of that. And so I think a huge takeaway here, you know, going back to the beginning of what you said, actually implement the stuff that you know you should be, and don't just do it for a week, you know, do it always implement the stuff, and then think things through. You know, is the stuff you're putting out there actually interesting? Is it actually educational? Is it actually entertaining? Or is it just shit that you want people to see? Which there's an epidemic in our industry of just like posting stuff that we want people to see. It's like a one-way street. Like, I want you to see this thing. I sold a house in 2 hours. Here it is. And they're like, oh, social media doesn't work. It's so bizarre. So, you know, direct mail doesn't work. Postcards don't work. Door knocking doesn't work. You know, Facebook ads don't work. They say none of it works, right? Like your buddy Jay there that commented that it didn't work. And it's like, well, did you make it work?
Yeah. Well, look, listen, I mean, like 90 days in the world of marketing is like nothing.
Right.
Like in 90 days, if you think about your spend, right, a lot of us live within the week of our spend or the month of our spend, but 90 days in the world of marketing is nothing. A year in building a brand is really, really nothing. And so I love one thing that you touched on when you talked about the client experience. You want to know the best form of marketing? It's your client experience, because that's what's going to result in the word of mouth. And, you know, I think is, you know, if you focused on your client experience and made sure that from the time you touch somebody all the way to the time they actually, you service them and you gave them the product, and you looked at that whole life cycle, like any real business owner does, you would see so many places where you go, wow, I could make this so much better of an experience. I.e., when you first touch somebody, what are the first things that you give them? What's the email that goes out? What's the piece that you give them when you meet them? When you actually get a lead off of Facebook, how fast are you responding? What ways are you responding? All these things would play in into your cycle to where, man, when you get your first appointment, are you finding out what type of coffee they like? So the first time you meet them, to show them around the houses, you bring them their preferred coffee. You want to get referrals from people. You don't get referrals by doing the expected. You get referrals by doing the unexpected, right? Because people, they expect you to help them. They expect you to show them houses. They expect you to list their home. They don't expect
That's
you to
job.
Go the extra, right? Yeah. Right. They don't expect you to go the extra mile. I think it was Jay Baer who said, it's kind of like a light switch. People who walk in, you know, to a room, they flip on a light switch. They don't go, oh my gosh, the lights came on. Nobody does that. They expect the lights to come on. So when you sell a house for somebody and list their home and sell it, and you get it for them for the price that they wanted, they don't rave about it because they expect that's what they're paying you to do. So you've got to think of things in your life cycle of your client experience that goes, how do I go above and beyond? How do I do something that's so unexpected to this person that's what causes them to go, oh my gosh, you got to use Luke Acree. He's unbelievable.
I mean, coffee is the way to my heart. You know, you mentioned coffee. That's always going to get my attention. Sometimes giving a Christmas gift to a client could be the thing. Like maybe they bought a house 6 months ago. Now it's Christmas time. I did this with some clients of mine, actually, that one of them was a huge Chicago Cubs fan, And they lived in Chicago at one point. And I knew that his favorite baseball player was Ryan Sandberg. And because he mentioned it every freaking time, and he wanted his number in the address if possible, like seriously. And
that's
so,
awesome.
First I thought it was crazy, but I'm like, thank you for telling me what's important to you. So around Christmas time, I just went on Amazon and typed in Ryan Sandberg and found this like starting lineup little like action figure thing. It was like $12 and got it for him. And when I gave it to him, he cried. He's like, I've been looking for this. Like,
that's amazing.
It's my favorite player. I've been looking for this particular one. I mean, what are the chances of that? But the thought that I put into it, I could tell really made an impact. And so I couldn't agree more. Like, and we as agents have to put it all together, right? We have to, there's no one thing that's going to lead us to success. We've got to do it all.
Yep.
And, but to relieve some pressure on the listener, they're like, how the hell am I going to be perfect on all that? You just have to be decent. You just have to be okay at this stuff because most of our competitors are dog shit.
I totally agree, man. 98%, unfortunately, in most industries, they don't even return phone calls the same day. The same day. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I might be one of those people because on my voicemail, I'm like, just text me. And if they don't text me, then I don't give a shit. I don't like the distraction of a phone call. But at the same time, I know that some people are like, well, if he's not going to answer the phone, if he's not going to return the phone, I'm not going to work with him. So.
Well, what's beautiful probably about where you're at in your business now, I'm not sure, but like you've gotten to the stage of attraction.
Yes.
Like in the phases of business, right, there's the stages and one of the stages is attraction where your business has been built so successfully. You have such a great brand. You know your tribe, all these things that people come to you. And that's the ultimate business that we're all trying to build, you know?
Yeah, fair point. Fair point. Yeah, I think you're right. So at first I was going to call this episode like mistakes that real estate agents make or something, but this is Real Estate Marketing Masterclass with Luke Acree. That's the title because that's what this has been. This has been fantastic and I appreciate it. Your energy is awesome. And I think you're spitting absolute gold and, you know, you're kind of preaching to the choir, but in ways that I haven't thought to say things, you know, or ways that I never considered things. And so I think you brought some amazing perspective that I personally haven't considered. And I know the listeners maybe haven't heard. So hopefully a lot of them, like it's clicking finally. Before we wrap it up, every time we have a guest, I want to do these rapid fire questions. They're pretty fun. You pick either or. You don't need to elaborate unless you want to. And then at the end, we'll let people know where they can find you, where they can find out more about Reminder Media and what you guys do. And then we'll wrap it up. All right. So let me find my, I'm apparently not prepared at all. There we go. All right, my friend, Facebook or Instagram?
Facebook, because I do ads.
Nice. Instagram or LinkedIn?
Instagram.
Facebook or LinkedIn?
Facebook.
Books or podcasts?
Books.
Podcasts or audiobooks?
Podcast.
iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
Alexa or Google Home?
Neither.
Privacy?
Privacy.
Creepiness? Yeah. Burgers or pizza?
Pizza.
New York or LA?
Ooh, I gotta go LA.
Okay. NFL or NBA?
NFL.
College or pro?
Pro.
Mountains or beach?
Beach.
Podcast or vlog?
Podcast.
YouTube or Facebook Live?
YouTube.
Postcards or magazines?
Magazines, baby.
Had to throw in a little extra one in there for you. Uber or Lyft?
Uber.
Gary V or Grant Cardone?
Grant Cardone.
Fair enough. Most impactful book you've ever read?
The Bible.
Awesome. And then where can they find you? Where can they learn more about you personally, follow you, see what you're up to? Tell them about your podcast.
Yeah, would love for to connect with everybody on social. You can find me at Luke Acree. So last name is spelled A-C-R-E-E. So Acre with an extra E. So it's at Luke Acree. You can find me on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook. I'm there. Would love to connect. If you would love to check out my podcast, I would so appreciate it. It's called Stay Paid. So the Stay Paid podcast, you can find it at staypaidpodcast.com or you can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen.
And we'll link those up in the show notes of the episode. So wherever you guys are listening, just click over to the show notes and those links will be there. If you're watching on YouTube, they're down in the description. And then if you guys want to check out Reminder Media, just go to massiveagentpodcast.com/reminder and it'll take you right there. And you can see what Luke and his team do for agents. You said, how many magazines do you say you send out a year? Like 6 million or something?
We send over 10 million.
10 million?
Yeah.
Good hell.
Most people don't realize we're like one of the largest magazine distributors in the nation.
I had no clue. But like, yeah. I've seen your Facebook ads and stuff. I'm like, that's a cool idea. But I had no idea the scale that you're operating at. So congrats. That's awesome.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that, brother.
Absolutely. All right, Luke, thanks for being on the Massive Agent Podcast.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you got as much out as I think you did, got as much out of that interview as I think you did, because he really brought it, really went deep with, what the hell am I trying to say? He gave some amazing perspective and worded things in ways that I haven't heard before that I think will really resonate with a lot of you guys. And so I'm grateful to Luke for being on the show. Final reminder, guys, Massive Agent Society, one-time payment if you want to become a lifetime member and get every future program and feature or course that we add to the Massive Agent Society. You'll get it for free as a lifetime member. You can do that today for $1,000 off. So for less than $2,000, one time, you can be a lifetime member of our lead gen training and support program, where you get coaching directly from me. You get access to the Facebook ads database. You can copy and paste one of our ads that's proven to work and get it up and running by tonight. And then the online course that teaches you more about how to do these ads yourself. The whole goal is to make you a master of lead gen so that you don't need us anymore. You know, at some point, maybe it's 6 months from now, maybe it's a year, maybe it's 2 years. I don't know, but we want to make sure that you're a master so that you get it. And then maybe you just come back for, you know, news and updates on what's happening with the Facebook ads platform. Because as you know, they're changing shit all the time and confusing people. And, you know, we do help walk you through some of that stuff as well. So use discount code EXTRA at checkout at massiveagentsociety.com. And that $1,000 off, the lifetime option is good until February 11th, which is a week from today. Thank you guys for listening so much. Have a great rest of your weekend. Go sell some homes, go close some loans. Take care.